This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump spent Thursday exulting in his Senate acquittal and unleashing his fury on those who tried to remove him from office. We get the details from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
In an East Room full of supporters, from lawmakers to cabinet members,
it's a celebration.
It turned into an airing of grievances. The impeachment proceedings were evil and corrupt. His foes were scum and sleazebags.
Adam Schiff is a vicious, horrible person. Nancy Pelosi is a horrible person.
The president vented for more than an hour after earlier stunning the national prayer breakfast by calling out Pelosi for saying she prays for him when he knows that's not true, and blasting Mitt Romney, the only Republican to vote for removing him, for saying he relied on faith to make the decision. Pelosi simply shook her head.
He's talking about things that he knows little about. Faith. And prayer.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The Democratic National Committee is calling for a re-canvass of the results of Monday's Iowa caucus just days before the New Hampshire primary. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Results slowly came out. There were technical issues. DNC Chair Tom Perez said on Twitter, enough is enough. There was a coding error. Backup phone lines for reporting the outcomes were jammed. Many were placed on hold for hours. The numbers in Iowa show Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders in a virtual tie. Iowa had been promoted as a chance for Democrats to find some clarity in a jumbled presidential field. Much of the political world now has shifted to New Hampshire and Tuesday's first-in-the-nation primary. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. stocks gained for a fourth straight session on Thursday, while Wall Street's main indexes hit record highs. The Dow was up 0.3%, while the S&P was up 1/3 of 1%. This is VOA News.